have will be next Sunday night is the Lord's Supper. Want to keep that in mind. And you kind of look down there. If you're part of the quilting circle for the ladies, that's Saturday, February 18th. And then also on, you see, February 26th, we've got a missionary that's going to be here from New Delhi, India. And keep that here. We've also got a missionary with us. They actually got to stay in our house that we've got over here. First people to stay in our house. So they were over here, and they're going to be down with the teens today, the morning, and they're going to be with the teens tonight as well. So need to be praying for them. Okay, so keep that in mind. Be praying for our children's churches and everything. Be praying for also. There is also a cancer meeting in the chapel. Keep that in mind. And I'll be down there. If you have had any part of that or you help in that ministry, I know they can. If you even want to help in that ministry, I'm sure they could gladly use you. Okay? And they'd be appreciative of that. So keep that in mind as well. Do we have any prayer list or prayer requests over on this side over here on my left? Yes. Okay. Is it something that needs to go on the prayer list? If you do, Brother Danny will get you the prayer list and you can put it on there and then I can turn it into the office. Okay, I'd appreciate that. Okay, how about the middle? Any? Yeah. Okay. Yes, Harold. Clyde Tipton, okay. Yes. Oh my goodness, okay. Okay. Anybody else here in the middle? Yes. Okay. Anybody here on the right? Need any prayer requests on? Okay. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Pray for Brother Steve as he teaches this morning. That the Lord will give us what we need, and then pray for our children's churches. I will mention one thing, and somebody handed me some money this morning, and I praise the Lord. Anytime anybody hands me money for that Coke bottle I've got, and for those of you who don't know what the Coke bottle is, sometime I'll bring it back in here when Steve gives me permission, but that is the fact that we pick a missionary every year, from Thanksgiving till Thanksgiving. And this year, we are helping Victoria Radford in West Africa. And next year, we'll be picking another one. But anyhow, we just got done helping Ben Gallion and over there in England. And it is what we as adults give and what also as the kids bring in. And the Lord blesses, and he has blessed us. And I started it out just to teach kids how to give to missions. But the Lord has used it and blessed it. So if you ever feel led to give me some change, I don't care whether it's penny, dimes, nickel, dollars, whatever. Sometimes people give me their excess change for the year. You know, whatever you feel led to do, it would be greatly appreciated. Main thing is just pray for it. And that would be greatly appreciated as well. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you for each and every one that's here this morning. I know our numbers are down. We've got quite a bit of sickness this morning, dear Heavenly Father. And then the cold rain, it's hard for people to get out and get going, especially as we get older. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd be with each and every one. Be with Steve as he brings the message or a lesson for us. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you'd be with each and every one of these prayer requests that have been mentioned. I pray to Heavenly Father that you'd meet each need, touch each heart, just use it. I mean, just bless in that way. I pray that you'd be Brother Herdman. I pray that you'd be with his missionary family that's here working with our teens. I pray that you just touch the hearts of the teens. Heavenly Father, be with our primary churches and junior churches and our Sunday school department. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you'd bless all this now. Have your will and your way, for we ask it all in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen.
I like that Coke bottle of yours.
What's that?
That Coke bottle you started.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good thing, man. That's a good thing.
Well, that started out as something very simple, but the Lord has just...
Amen. Amen. I know being on the ground in England with Levi helping, that's a blessing. Very, very blessing. Very big blessing. Just a something that simple. Folks, we need to get creative these days. The world that we have, people are falling away. Even folks that go to other churches, even people that are saved, and they get neutral, and life is so busy. We was talking about that, how rushed it can get for our children. I mean, a lot of you have children and grandchildren, and we know that sometimes both parents working and all that goes on, we as grandparents, we need to take every golden moment we can take and speak to our grandchildren about godly living. You know, put what we know in our noggins in our heart, what God has gave us over the last 50 years. Impart that. Like I always say, guys, we just need to be hooked up to God, out to others. And those others can be our children, our grandchildren. There's never a time that we need to stop teaching and talking about the Lord in our house. Anyway, I wanted to continue on this dispensation. I think today a word that came up in my studies is the word choose. We as Christians, we have, God made us to have soul liberty to choose good or bad. And that started in the garden. God created us in the garden, as we talked about 2 weeks ago. Last week I was out. I was in a meeting at Temple Baptist Church with the Faithful Men's meeting on a Saturday night. Wonderful. 3,000 guys there. Just a really great meeting. Good preaching on Sunday morning toward men and others. But men need to be encouraged today. Even men can get lost in the politics and the mess everything's in. And we just need to focus on God and what He's going to do. And take what He says and use it in our lives. And from that, good things can spring out from our lives to touch others' lives. And it was a really good men's conference. And I kind of hate missing, but I wanted to be involved in that. I get refreshed, get new things, hear new things. And especially they had a chief of staff from Trump's administration there. My, to hear some of the things and know how things happened and what's happening today. Folks, we need to pray for our country. We really do. It's in dire need of God stepping back in. And I don't believe it's too late. A lot of people say, Lord, come on and come. Well, I'm in for that, but I'm also in that I think about my children and my grandchildren, the world that they're going to have to live in. God needs to step back in. God needs to step back in. He created us to have the ability to choose, and we want to choose right. We want to choose correctly. We look from the creation of man last week. It was called, we call that the first dispensation of innocence. When man was innocent, didn't have the knowledge, and then it happened. In this innocent, unfallen state that they were created in, perfect, in the likeness of God. You know, being holy nor sinful. They didn't know. They didn't have the knowledge until they made a mistake. But being free to choose good or evil was placed before them. God's a gentleman. He don't twist our arm to do anything. He doesn't make us get saved. He doesn't make us read the Bible. He doesn't make us accept anything. He's a gentleman. He puts it out there for us and says, it's your choice. What do you choose? We see the world running circles. And they need to choose correctly. And how are they going to do that if they don't hear the truth? How are they going to hear that if they don't see you talking the truth every time you sit down with a friend or meet someone? Or at the barber shop, talk to your barber. I mean, what else can we do but preach the gospel, the truth of it, and tell folks that they need to choose correctly and stop choosing sin in their life? Because we see from this first choice, Adam and Eve were not created sinful. Does God create anything sinful? Does He make sinful things happen? We heard that from the pulpit. It's the devil. As Grandma used to say, the devil's in them crossways. Whatever that means. It means they got it bad. They know better. Adam and Eve knew better. We know from the story. We know from the word what it says. In Genesis 2:8, let's back up to Genesis 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, oh, no, that's wrong. I'm sorry, that's verse 7. I've then skipped. Here we go. Got my pages out of whack. In Genesis 2:8 and 9, and the Lord said, and the Lord planted a garden eastward into Eden, and there was put a man whom he had formed. And out of the ground he made the Lord grow, the trees and all that. Okay, we know that. And then in Genesis 2:16, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree in the garden thou mayest eat freely. It's free, folks. God lets us have a freely living life that we choose. Choice. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in that day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, do we believe what God says today? Do you really believe what God says? Not just part of it, but all of it. We can't pick and choose what God says in His Word. God says, thou shalt not. But we choose, we will. And that's when we get in trouble. We've all been there. We're all sinners today, saved by grace, praise the Lord. But do we choose wisely? We have a choice. We still have a choice. We're all sitting here, senior saints, and we may feel like we've achieved. Oh, I'm good. Are we? On every level? I have to say I'm not. I have to choose wisely or there's consequences. We've all seen that in our children's life, our lives, other people's lives. Some people choose wrongly in life and they never get over it. Folks, use your noggins and think how powerful sin is. We say God's powerful. And we know He is above God, above the prince and the power of this air, he's all powerful. Sin scars. Let your mind go. Goes right back, doesn't it? And can pick it right back up. It's a powerful tool that Satan uses against us. And he used it on them. He brought doubt into their life. He brought doubt into that lady's life. And she took that doubt to her husband. And from that day forward, the world changed as we know it today. Sin entered into the world through the choice that they made, not just her, but they. The word says Adam, he just listened to her and she gave it to him and he did eat. He made a choice. Men, we can make a choice that'll change our families. Praise the Lord, I chose a long time ago to walk away from some sins. I chose to raise my babies in church. I chose to serve in church. I chose to raise my kids godly and send them to school godly and find a church for them to go to church while they were in school and go to that church and check it out. Be responsible. We've got a generation that just don't want to be responsible for anything. We was talking this morning to some men. They got their heads stuck in these telephones. And boy, and that's dangerous. It's got to be guarded. It's got to be guarded. Because Satan's in that crossways too. They made a choice. And look at the consequences. Just from that choice. Now you think back on your own sin. The consequences that you had to deal with. That I had to deal with. What a mess. From one choice. This one went to that. Went to this. And how do you back out of that? This and that. And this and that. And you get to this side and choose God. Because if you don't choose God, you can't get rid of all that junk. And that's just where it's at. The consequences. Man's failure here. It chose sin. From this, we got the judgment on Satan. We know we can read that there. The judgment on the woman. The judgment on the earth. The judgment on man. The promise of a Savior. God said, I will take care of you. I will bruise your head. But that one choice caused all that misery that we live in today. And the results of sin today, as we live our lives from that choice, and the society that we see now going the wrong way, it's affected every part of our government, our social life, morality. It just seems like everything is just painted in such a bad light. We can let it get us down, but praise the Lord, I've got God to run to. God's going to take care of me. God will take care of you and your loved ones. But you've got to choose that. If you don't choose it, folks, the devil will choose it for you. The Bible talks about blessings. A situation where two sons wanted to be blessed. And the wrong one got blessed because of deceitfulness. And the one that should have got the blessing went off mad because of the sin of the mother down onto the child, wanting him to be chosen, not the other one, You know the story. And a whole line, a whole generation of people rose up out of that man and are still alive today, causing troubles in the Middle East. Choosing is an important thing. A simple choice. The moral condition that we live in because of that sin. And then we see at the end of that, God has mercy on us. My, what will we do without God's mercy? Praise His name, folks. You think back on that sin, God's forgiven that, hadn't He? You pick that sin up, you don't carry it. I use briefcases. I've told you this before. Put that sin in something, a box, a briefcase, and you lay that thing at the foot of the cross. Say, God, you got this. And He'll take it. Make that choice. See, we've got choices. With God's help, we'll make the right one. So let's move into the dispensation of conscience with that knowledge that you just gained. The fall of man to the flood. About 1,650 years of time after this, the best that we can figure with timelines and lifelines that's mentioned in the Bible. And then here we go, another choice. Sin rears its head up. Adam and Eve's out making a living, fighting the briars, growing a garden. Her in child labor, suffering because of that choice they made. And in Genesis 4:6, and it says, the Lord said to Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is their countenance fallen? Now, he made a choice here. Why are you? God's talking to him and saying, why do you feel this way? Why are you fallen? Why are you so low? You're really low today. Fallen. Going down. These choices that we make with sin, it's easy. Think about walking across the farmland. You get on top and you say, whew, I'm on top, man. I can go down now. It's easy. So easy to walk down, ain't it? So easy to fall down that hill and roll. It's easy. But then you got to go back up. It takes work. You choose to go up that hill. You choose. With God's help, I'm going to get to the top of that hill. It takes some work. See, that's Preacher Lassie used to preach at. It's this four-letter word that gets everybody in trouble. W-O-R-K. Nobody wants to work anymore. They want to sit at home on their laptops in their pajamas and perform some kind of work. We don't know how to work anymore. Not like our generation. People just need a good old dose of work. Get them out on the farm and bale some hay. Dig some taters. Work. Get a blister on your hand from a hoe or a rake. Do we have a generation that's ever had a blister? I don't know that you get one from sitting around typing. Get carpal tunnel. Had that twice fixed. I think I got it again. But anyway, choice. He is fallen. His countenance was low. God looked on him. What is your deal? What's your problem? Of course, we know what his problem was. He saw his brother's sacrifice was accepted from God. His brother chose correctly. Somebody had been teaching them boys what to do. It was mom and dad. See, they made a choice to teach them boys what to do, but can you make somebody choose rightly? No. Folks, if you ain't hooked up in this right here, you are not going to choose correctly. Our children, our generation, us, we need to be here choosing to help us choose wisely. I can't, as a grandfather, I could choose poorly. It's so easy. Now, we have to guard ourselves from stepping into our children being parents. That's hard for me sometimes. I like to make everything right. But I cannot overstep that, and you can't either, because it causes conflict. We have to bathe our choices in prayer, don't we? If you don't pray about it, you're going to get in trouble. Satan don't want you to pray about it. He wants you to say, well, now you should have done this and you should have done that, and you should be this way or that way. Now, if it was me, I'd do it this way. Now, does that drive wedges or not? It's another choice. I choose not to drive wedges, especially in my family. Even though I see they're going there, well, yeah. Now, when it comes to godly things, no. Salvation, no. All those things, I am dogmatic on it. And they are too. Praise the Lord, I've got good youngins. Saved early on, raised up in church, done the right thing, and it's paid off. Praise the Lord. He takes care of those things. I didn't know enough to know. I was just an old creek boy. Didn't know enough to know. All I knew was go to church and go to church and go to church. There was days I didn't know enough to know. And from that just making an effort, God blessed it. Next thing I know, the preacher asked me to teach a class. Scared me to death. Never taught nothing well. Did some stuff in business. I could stand up and talk, but never at a church. But God got me through that little seventh grade class. I chose to do it, and I've been blessed since. So we make choices. So here is Cain, and he's got to make a choice. And he says, God says to him, he says, if thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? Do you doubt that if you do the right thing, I'll accept you? Just do the right thing. God's a perfect God. There is no tolerance. He's centered up. There's none of this. He's centered up. He's centered up. There's no right. There's no left. There is no wrong. It's right 100% of the time. It is hard. We're men and women. It is hard for us to choose right there. It's like climbing a hill. It's hard. And what can we do? We can fall off. The only way to be centered up is with the Word. You center up on this right here, folks. And God says, just as he said to Cain, if thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? He'll accept it. Bathe it with this in prayer. Center up on Christ. And God will accept us in our pitiful way to try to do something. He will bless our pitiful little ways. That none of us here can achieve. We've had the righteousness poured on us. He sees us as righteous, but we still have the sin nature. And it's hard, so hard to get centered up without being in the Word. So we see here, God's loving on him. God always loves on us. He always loves us. He's loving on him. He's saying, I know you feel bad, but if you'll do the right thing, I'm going to accept you. It's going to be okay. Just as we do our children. We sometimes they mess up and we go love on them and cry, and we have that golden moments with them that we can teach them valuable lessons in life. Say, it's going to be okay. If you just keep doing the right thing, it's going to be okay. I love you no matter what. I love you no matter what. God says that to me and to you. No excuse for sin. Get your hand smacked. You get scarred. But God reaches that arm out and says, it's going to be okay if you do the right thing. Choose wisely. He had a choice to make. He was given Cain the opportunity to choose right. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. I looked that up right there. Quite a few interpretations, but one kind of stood out. Because of that sin, it's just going to go downhill. There you go. He's going to choose what he wants, not what God wants, and it's going to go downhill. Because it's easy. Do you think about sin? It's so easy. Oh, and they paint it so lovely. And you will see it tonight on the commercials for the ball game. Oh, it's such a fun. Oh, join up. Get with the crowd. Come on in. We'll accept you. Come on down. It's so much fun. Some of those people tonight will drive home into eternity because they drank too much. Because they didn't choose correctly. We have a choice, folks. Choice has been there since day one. So the consequences of this failure, we know he kills his brother. And life moves on. Time moves on. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou with all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation. Do you want God to see righteousness before him in your generation? I do. If you want that, raise your hand. Everybody here is raising their hand. Choose wisely. Choose this day. I want you to look down on me because of what Christ has done. I want to look righteous in your sight, in the world's sight. I want to walk with a testimony. I want to be kind. I want to point people toward Christ. I want to ask people to come to church. This church. This church teaches the Word. We get taught every week from this pulpit. The Word brought down to the floor to where we can understand it and use it in our lives to live and choose wisely. That's what this is about right here. To read the word, preach the word, to help us to choose wisely. What else could it be? And how many people are out there going to some church this morning? They know the gospel. They're saved. And the application of this truth, has it ever been taught to this generation? Choose wisely. So we see from this, in this next dispensation, what happens? We look at this condition outside of the garden. They couldn't go back. Flaming swords, stay away. I never did understand what flaming swords was until I seen Star Wars. They have these lightsabers. I like to think those angels had lightsabers. You ain't coming back in here. God said, you're done. So here they are outside, and life goes on. Children born. And now here are at Noah, and the world has chose poorly again. So much happened. And the devil was really trying to tear it down, just as he's trying to tear it down today. He moved in. He's the prince and the power of the air, of this atmosphere, of this heaven that we live in. The air, again, I'll say that. At three heavens, atmosphere, the earth, the stars, and then eternal heaven, where we have New Jerusalem, and where we have a house that's being built for us, mansions. So, mankind, from that one choice, the sin, we went from here, nothing, neutral. Adam and Eve was right on the money. God created it that way. Don't you let anybody ever convince you that God created bad stuff. From that choice, it went downhill and like this. Down, 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 down. I've got a timeline that it's amazing to look at it. What happened to mankind? From that choice that Cain made, man got very creative. Now you got to know he left with the sense that God gave him. They could live 1,000 years then. They had all the understanding of how to do everything, how to name the animals, Latin, Greek, the whole deal. Talking one language, talking to the animals, line everything out, how to do everything. Sin took that knowledge of mankind and got real creative on how to kill each other. Weapons. You can look back at what they've dug up in Northern Europe and around the world that dates back to this period. Weapons of war, of how to kill people. That's where sin went. If you don't like it, just kill them. And we know that law was set up during that time. He said, your blood will be required. The first punishment for killing somebody. And we all today, well, just let them out. Oh, they've paid their dues. Oh, we don't want to put them in jail. Let's put them back out on the street so they can kill somebody else. I'm telling you, it's a mess. Satan's grabbed a hold of things again, folks, and we got to fight. We got to choose every day. Every day. Men, stand up. Be right. Walk right. Smell right. Look right. Be the gentleman. Be the man. We need men We need women, strong women, raising our children, coming to church. Just get started. The wimpiness of this world is that's about to drive, it'll drive you nuts. People need to walk up. They need to wake up. They need to choose wisely. Man's responsibility in this whole mess is he is to choose between good and doing evil. Period. Here we see it again, the same sequence. The failure of man, the sin took us downhill, easy, down, down. Doing good was out of the question. Satan brought angels, his demon angels down, and they married, intermarried the women, and things was continually wicked. Our hearts are deceitfully wicked. The flesh will eat us if we let Satan let us make the right, wrong choices. Mankind, it's still here. It's still today. We're making bad choices. Nothing's changed. The consequences at this time, the judgment from the flood. The moral condition of the world at that time, it went from worse to worse. And you hear people today say, my, my, there's no morals. My, my, it's a mess. We've got that crowd that chooses whether they want to be this or they want to be that, or they're going to dress like this or they're going to dress like that, and have all these letters behind their name. And I'm standing up with that. People stand up with that crowd. They choose to stand up. They choose moral conditions. And it all began with the birth of Cain and fallen. All men in the beginning were created perfect, and now we're in such a fallen condition. Of course, we know God knew all that from the foundations of the world, and he knew his son sitting there because we made man in our likeness. The Trinity was there in the beginning. Christ stood up. I can see it. When all that happened, he said, Father, I will take care of this. I'll take care of it. As time moved on, we see what happens. And we'll talk about the rest of these dispensations in a little bit of detail. But after Cain refused to listen to God, and he shed that blood, the decline of the race of man started. The moral condition went downhill. It became a pitfall. And then we see divine mercy when God stepped in and said, okay, I'm going to try to restart this thing. I'm going to try to restart this. I see a man and his family. They've chose properly. Get on this boat, and we're going to start a new dispensation. And that's where we're at today. I'm going to leave it there. We'll pick up there next week and go a couple more dispensations and see how the sin of man has carried us along, and how the nation of Israel, the circle that they lived in and still are, they fell into sin, fell into servitude, then run to God and pray. God accept them back. Fell back into sin. And on and on and on it goes into where we're at today. He'll deal with it. He will deal with the nation of Israel in a 7-year tribulation period. You can mark that down because it's in the Word. And we'll get to that too. All right, thank you for listening to me this morning. Praise the Lord for who He is and what He's doing for us. Let's pray and we'll be dismissed. Lord, we thank You so. Lord, for Your love for us, for Your shed blood for us, for all that You do. You give us a choice. Yes, Lord, You are a gentleman. And Lord, for me and my house, I choose You. And Lord, I pray that everyone here, if they've got any sin in anywhere in their family or life or whoever that they know, that they try to help them get in the Word and choose rightly. Lord, help us to make the right choice. Lord, we thank you for a good day in church. I pray for the preacher today as he brings the Word. Lord, let it dwell richly in our lives. Give us something that we can use to help us make the right choices. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Thank you all. Have a good day. Stay warm and cozy.